Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we are joined by Josie Hatch, the Health and Wellness Prevention Coordinator. We're going to be talking about the Everyday Strong Resilience Training, which is coming up on Monday, October 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. Josie, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to tell everybody about this.
So let's start off with probably my biggest question. What is Everyday Strong?
Yeah, so Everyday Strong is an evidence-based program that was developed by a psychologist when he saw that more kids than ever before are experiencing depression and anxiety, and we see this on the SHARP survey in Utah that's administered, and we've just seen these rates of kids who are experiencing depressive and anxious symptoms. We've seen that grow since they were measuring it. It's almost doubled since 2011, the number of kids that are feeling this way. And so he developed this program to really try to figure out how we can build more resilient youth and how parents and caregivers and adults can be supportive and help the youth in their life kind of develop resilience.
And then let's focus a little more on the event right now. Who is this event for? What's kind of the target demographic here?
Yeah, so this is for parents and guardians of youth. So you have to be 18 or older to attend the event. It's specifically for parents. This is not for kids. This is so that parents and guardians can work with their own children afterwards. So we're teaching the parents the skills to help their kids. So this is for anybody in Carbon County who's 18 or older who has a youth that they want to come and learn how to help.
And then it's already a great event, learning all these tools to add into your parental toolbox. But you guys even have one of those extra added bonuses for showing up. You guys have dinner, prizes, swag, stuff like that. So can you explain a little bit of what people can expect when they show up to this event?
Yeah. So we do want people to register on Eventbrite, but there will be a free dinner provided, and this will be at USU Eastern at the Jennifer Lovett Student Center. So there will be a taco dinner for everybody. And then we also have all of the PTAs in Carbon County have offered to supply prizes for an opportunity drawing at the end. And so if you stay clear through to the end, then we're going to do a drawing and win some cool prizes. We've got some Amazon gift cards and some other fun prizes. So we hope people will stay and enjoy those.
And then it's always fun seeing the parental involvement in this, especially when you get the PTAs out. They know that this is a good cause and they're giving back to it because it's something that's designed to help give back to parents and kids alike in our area. Now, let's talk about on a deeper level, why is it important that we as a community start discussing these topics like depression, anxiety, and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's really important that we give our kids the support that they need. So my organization is Be Epic Escape the Vape, and so you might wonder why is a vaping prevention program doing this? And we find that building these protective factors, building up these resilient youth, it really helps protect them against future substance use and maybe some future coping strategies that wouldn't be so healthy, you know. So we just want to really empower parents and families with the tools and skills to just help kids be strong for the future.
Yeah, it really helps build that foundation for parents to go forward having these types of conversations with their students. And we talked about it a little beforehand, but where can people register for this event? Because I know you want them to register.
Yeah, so there's multiple ways you can find us. You can look us up on Facebook, USU Heart on Facebook. You can also find us at extension.usu.edu/beepicevents on our events page, or you can just go to Eventbrite and search for the Everyday Strong Resilience Training in Carbon County.
Now, Josie, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
I just hope that all the parents and guardians know that they are welcome to attend this event. We would love to see them there. I'm super excited about this training. It's got so many great things in it, and I think that parents will leave feeling really empowered to talk to their kids, and so I hope people come.
Well, Josie, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Josie Hatch, and we were talking about the upcoming Everyday Strong Resilience Training. That's going to be held Monday, October 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. And for more Castle Country-focused interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.